Before the small family farm disappears completely, upstate native James Spione wanted to document and preserve traditional rural life.
I set out to make a film about the central importance of this one homestead, the Ames family farm, to many generations of people in my extended family. My mom was born and raised on the farm during the Great Depression. It's been in the family nearly 150 years. And so I wanted to explore, the kind of feelings that people had about this place and their experiences there.
Spione's documentary, American Farm, chronicles decades of his family's dairy farm in Richfield Springs, New York.
There was a rural life in America, a good rural life in America. It was a good time when growing up.
Spione threads together vibrant footage from recent interviews and trips to the farm with the family's old photos and 8mm films.
Especially on Sunday night, we used to sit around and have our supper.
American Farm steers clear of the financial components that are driving small farmers out of business and focuses on what Spione calls the hidden crisis, the increasing average age of the American farmer, which is about 55 years old.
My name is Langdon Ames, and they call me Lanny. Born in Cooperstown, November 1938. And I lived here on this farm all my life.
Dad was a pioneer in changing the way farming was done. When I was a child, the fields were all squares or rectangles, and they were bordered by hedgerows. Well, Dad went to the cooperative extension.
The generation that was sort of supposed to take over decided not to. They took a look at what farming was. They took a hard look at it, and they said, not for me. So that's kind of a story you haven't heard as much, and it's almost even more frightening.
And crops were planted in big circles, and soil erosion was stopped. So that I was very proud of Dad for those developments.
Because he's part of the family, Spione easily captures intimate moments and candid reflections from the Ames family as younger sons and daughters leave the family legacy behind and older generations silently grieve for what is being lost.
You know, you could lie down in a field and look up and see that whole sky. Enjoy the whole experience of a farm.
Spione says his film raises more questions than it answers, but he hopes it builds more of a dialogue about this fading piece of American culture. In Syracuse, New York, I'm Catherine Kampf.